Hi, I'm Sam Fesich from the EduMagic Podcast, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 167 of the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you yet again from the Ditch That Textbook World Headquarters. Yep, I'm back home in Indiana after being at the NC Ties Conference this week, and it was a fantastic conference. Got to meet a bunch of good people, and I wanted to tell you about one of the sessions I got to sit in on. It's kind of a rare privilege for me to get to sit in on sessions whenever I'm a speaker at a conference, and right after I wrapped up my last session, it just so happened that in the same room, the next presenter was going to be John Spencer, the author of Empower and co-author of Launch, a couple of great books. He actually has a new book out called Vintage Innovation that I am super interested in getting my hands on. And Empower really is all about empowering students to own their learning so that it's not just something that's given to the students to do, but they actually have a part in the process. And it was so much fun to get to listen to John speak to that and to give us some actionable tips. By the way, if you want to get connected with John, the author of this book and the speaker, he's on Twitter at Spencer Ideas. And you can find his website at spencerauthor.com. And P.S., he does these really cool sketch videos that you can find on his YouTube channel if you look him up. I think it was spencervideos.com is a link that will get you there, but I don't remember that one off the top of my head. But I wanted to share with you a couple of the things, a couple of my takeaways from that session. I got to sit, and whenever I get to listen to a session like this, I love to take notes visually. I love to do sketch notes. In fact, I got to sketch note a couple of times while I was at the NC Ties Conference. And so I wanted to share with you some of the things that I got down in my notes. For instance, John started off by telling us about how when he was a student, when he was in middle school, one of his goals was to be invisible. Like, he wasn't one of the cool kids. He didn't really have a group to fit in with, and he just kind of wanted to disappear. But he had lots of interests. You know, he loved baseball, he loved history. And there was this one project that one of his teachers, Mrs. Smoot, I think it was Mrs. Smoot that did this, she encouraged him to do throughout the entire year. It was for a contest. And so he works on this project and works on it and works on it. He's supposed to give a presentation on this project, and he's trying to get out of it. And Mrs. Smoot said something to him that stuck with him. And I've heard John say this a couple of times, and I've read it in his writing, and this has always stuck with me too. She said, "When you hide your voice, you rob the world of your creativity." When you hide your voice, you rob the world of your creativity. That had a huge impact on John as a student and has continued to throughout his life. He talked about when he became a teacher, he was the tour guide teacher. You know, he was the one who, you know, kind of led students through things, and they passively followed along. And he had a couple of really good quotes and ideas in this. One of them was this. He said, when you're teaching and you're going to have students try something, he said, if you know something will work, if you know something will work, you get the status quo. If you don't know, then you get innovation. So if you know if it's safe and if you know exactly how students are going to create it, you get what you've always gotten. But if you want to get something new, if you want to get something different, you've got to kind of not know what you're going to get. And he talked about student agency. That's really what this is all about, is student agency, you know, giving students some control, some command over what they do. And he said that it's kind of at the nexus of these three things. of, oh, not at the Nexus. I'm sorry. It's kind of a spectrum. Let me start that over. Because there's this spectrum that goes from compliance, where there's not any student agency, to engagement, where they have some student agency, but, you know, with engagement, they don't still have total control. And then it's over to empowerment. And so, you know, that sort of begs the question, where are we on that spectrum? Are we just trying to get students to comply with us? Are we trying to engage them? Or are we trying to turn it over to them and empower them? And one of the big takeaways that he had was that giving students some choice and teaching within the standards can work together. If you find ways to make the choice fit within the standards, or find ways to fit the standards into the choice, it can totally work. Totally love this session. Those were just a couple of the takeaways that I had from it. If you want to see more about it, of course, he has his book, Empower, which you can go check out, and over at his website, Spencer Author. Follow him on Twitter at Spencer Ideas. This was one of my favorite sessions from the NC Ties Conference. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.